Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Mom, if you could buy a big, big roll of towel without paying more, you would, wouldn't you? Then buy Carlton. Carlton towels give you 28% more roll of towel at no extra cost. Remember the name, Carlton.
This is an evening spot about an important morning food. We know your family is the number one family in your life. That's why we say it's important to give them South Africa's number one wheaten breakfast, Weet-Bix. There's whole wheat energy for the whole day in Weet-Bix. Wholesome Weet-Bix. Best-selling Weet-Bix. Essential Weet-Bix.
Hi there, guys and dolls. Chuck's the name, Chuck Edwards. I'm trying to remember whether I was telling you about the time Red, the big lug, got caught up in a crap game at the car wash. That's where the cabs we drive are washed, and that's where the drivers get soaked. Because that's one of the biggest crap games in the whole of New York, and strictly for professionals. If I was hearing about it before it happened, I wouldn't let it happen on account of Red ain't got that kind of mazuma. Anyway, I gets the bad news at the rank on 45th Street. There's Red looking like a moose with a big toothache. So what's with you?
Nothing.
You don't get to be wearing a face like that for nothing.
My face bothering you?
Oh, don't tempt me, buddy.
Yeah, well, you just leave me alone, that's all.
Now listen, stupid. I'm inquiring after your welfare.
I ain't got one.
Ain't got one what?
A welfare.
Ah, sure you has. That's something everybody has.
Not me. I can't afford one. I can't afford nothing.
Ah, so what happened already?
Nothing.
Now, will you stop saying that?
And don't shout, because I'm liable to get upset.
Okay, Red, I'm sorry. So what's been going on, huh?
It ain't happened yet.
Oh, boy, I am not the most patient man in the world. But keep this up, and I'll get there. What's the matter with you?
I am depressed.
Why?
On account of the credit company.
But your payments on the cab is up to date. You showed me your book yesterday.
And the installments due today.
Yeah, but I figured it out with you. You had dough for that. I sat in the cab and I counted it for you.
Yeah, that was yesterday. Before.
Before what?
Before me and the dough parted company.
What's the matter? You lost it?
Yeah.
Where?
At the car wash.
How'd you know you lost it at the car wash?
Because that's where the crap game is.
You mean you played craps at the car wash?
I played craps at the car wash.
They took it to the cleaners, huh?
No, I lost all my money.
You stupid, lame brain. Haven't I told you about those guys?
Yeah.
What did I say?
You said they'd sell their grandmothers up the river.
That's right. So what are you doing getting involved?
Well, I figured I'm no grandmother, so therefore I am not eligible.
Oh, they should have a sucker like you every day. How much did you lose?
They said I could keep my underwear.
You was lucky you wasn't arrested.
No fear of that.
Why not?
They don't let cops play.
Oh, no, give me strength.
You know what you should do?
What?
Go push a few weights to the gym.
One of these days, Red, I am going to knock your ears off.
You better not do that. My cap will fall down over my eyes.
Now quit clowning around and tell me what happened.
What do you mean, what happened?
At the crap game.
Oh, that was yesterday.
I know it was yesterday. I want to hear how you lost your dough.
Oh, well, they asked me to play, and I'm telling them I got no dough, see? Then they're telling me I can start in with a dollar. So I'm thinking, what's a buck? So the dice are with me and I bet $1. There were five other guys to fade me, so I shoot the dice and get a natural, 11. I win. I pick up $6. Now I'm figuring that's a pretty good investment. And they're asking me if I want in for more, so I'm saying yeah. So I stick another dollar in and they cover me. I shoot. And what do I get?
I know what you should have got. Okay, go on.
7 I got. I win again. Before I miss out, I'm winning $40.
Yeah, and I'll bet that's the last time you even touch the dice.
How did you know?
Listen, there ain't a cab driver in town don't know the way they play. They play with tops.
Huh?
Loaded dice.
Oh, you mean the crooks?
Yeah.
Hey, they look such nice fellas, you know.
And unfortunately, you looks what you are.
I'm going back there. I asked for my dough.
That's right, boy. You do that. You'll get more than your dough.
You mean they'll pay me interest?
Oh, no. Sometimes I wonder where you gets the sense to breed.
Oh, it's a cinch. I'm very good for you.
Okay. Knock it off.
You mean I should stop breathing?
Yeah. Why don't you try that for an hour or two?
You want me to get sick?
Now, shut up. You got a problem.
Oh, but I would have if I stopped breathing.
I said shut up and let me think. Now, how much is the payment on the cab?
You mean it's due to the credit company?
Yeah.
$85.
Yeah, and how much do you have?
I always keep a nickel in case of emergency.
When's the payment due?
I gotta pay before 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's when the office closes.
Oh, you can't make $85 before 3 o'clock.
That's what I've been telling myself ever since I woke up this morning.
Now, let me see. Now, I got $16.48.
And I got a nickel?
Oh, big deal. Let me ask Moidle. Hello, Moidle.
Is that you, Mr. Edwards?
Oh, now, come on. What did I do? Why are you sore at me? Hey, and I was going to ask you a favor.
I do not do favors for strangers.
Hey, what's with you? It's me, Chuck Edwards.
You may as well be a stranger for the amount of time you spend with me these days. Where were you last night?
Me and Red went bowling.
Well, I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, we did. Until the accident.
Accident?
Yeah. You see, Red was winding up the ball when the thing flew out of the back of his hand. Knocked the attendant out cold.
Gee, is he okay?
No, I'm fine.
Not you, you big dummy, the attendant. Now, we don't know, honey. We didn't stick around to ask.
So, what's the favor?
Well, you see, Red needs a loan. He needs it bad.
How much this time?
Well, $68.86, to be precise.
Who do you think I am? Rose Kennedy?
No can do, huh?
Not a chance. But I'll put as many fares your way as I can.
Gee, thanks, Michael. That's very friendly.
Who's first on the rank?
I am.
Okay, move it. Radio City. The lady will be outside.
Okay, Michael, thanks. I'm on my way. Come on, you big lug, on the sidewalk.
Okay. I know when I'm not wanted. I can take a hit. I'm not one to sit around when I've been asked to go. You don't want me here? Okay with me. Just say the word.
Get!
What am I going to do about the dough, Chuck? If I don't pay, they take the cab. No cab, no dough. You want me to die of starvation?
I don't care how you do it. Just get on with it.
Starving?
No, dying. See you around.
Gee, have I got a problem. Excuse me?
You're talking to me?
Yeah. Is this cab yours?
Only till this afternoon.
You want a fare?
Do I want a fare? Where to, lady?
Well, now that's difficult.
Oh, seemed like a perfectly straightforward question for me.
No, you don't understand.
Yeah, it's the story of my life.
You see, I have this baby.
Oh, he's yours, huh? Cute little fella.
It's a girl.
Well, for a girl, he sure is a cute little fella. Hello there, fella. Oh, gee, he must be hungry, you know.
No, I think you frightened him.
Oh, come on now. Well, I won't wait. I like babies. I was a baby once myself. I know it's a long time ago, before your time.
Mister.
The name's Red, lady.
Oh, well, Red, I got a lot of shopping to do. Crowds upset her.
Yeah, I guess they would on account he's so small. Very understandable.
When she gets like this, the only thing that keeps her quiet is an automobile.
Want to buy the cab?
No, not buy it. Hire it for an hour or two. You see, put her on the back seat and drive, and she goes to sleep. No bother.
You want I should do that? Take him for a ride?
Yes, I'm really desperate.
Okay, lady, where to?
Well, I suppose you could just ride around Central Park.
How many times?
Well, that depends on the traffic. I want you to keep her for 2 hours, then bring her back here.
Okay, lady.
How much will that be?
Well, during 2 hours, the meter will clock up a lot, you know.
Well, $100 cover it.
Cover what?
A fare.
You want to give me $100?
Isn't that enough?
Lady, for $100, I take the baby to El Paso and back.
Good. If you just open the door.
Sure, yeah.
I'll just put it inside on our blanket. There we are. Just for 2 hours, huh?
2 hours.
Oh, here's the money.
Gee, 100 clams. Wait till Chuck hears about this. 100 smackers for minding a baby.
You better go before I change my mind.
Well, I'm on my way, lady. I'm on my way. First stop, the Easy Credit Company.
So, guys and dolls, there was Red with a baby in the back seat and $100 in his back pocket. He was on his way downtown to the credit company when it crossed his mind. Now, come to think of it, that just ain't possible. Now, he was on his way downtown to the credit company when it crossed the space between his ears that he'd better be telling Michael what's happened. So he reaches for the microphone on the radio.
Hello, Michael?
Red?
Yeah, what you want?
You were calling me, you big ape.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Hey, Michael, I got the $85.
What did you do, rob a bank?
Nope, I'm just minding the baby.
Huh?
Yeah, that's the deal. $100 for driving a baby around Central Park for 2 hours.
What's the snag?
It's a C note. I gotta get change.
Now we
gotta bail the baby. Oh, there ain't no snag. No, the cab keeps him quiet, see. While ever the cab's on the move, he don't cry. The mother's doing her shopping.
Well, I suppose he got the money.
Yeah, it'd be nice to hold it for 5 minutes.
You should have such muscle every day in the week.
Well, maybe there's a business like this waiting to be started.
Not a $50 an hour, there ain't. I mean, who's got that kind of money?
The president.
Which president?
The White House president.
He ain't got kids that age. Besides, that's in Washington.
Okay, so we go into business in Washington. I kind of fancy Washington myself.
How come we got talking about Washington?
You started it. I was talking about minding babies.
I give up. This kind of conversation's beyond me.
Yeah, it takes practice.
So what you gonna do for a couple of hours?
Well, first I'm going to the credit company. Pay the installment on the cab. Then me and the kid are going driving in Central Park.
Okay. If you need me, just call.
And that's how it went. That's how they all went. All the things that happened that afternoon. Red went to the credit company. The $85 went to the credit company. The kid went to sleep, and Red went to Central Park. He cruised around for 2 hours, and finally he came back to the ranch on 45th Street.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi there, Red. You hit the jackpot, huh?
Yep. Struck it lucky. How did you know?
Michael told me on the squawk box. So that means you won't be needing my $16.
No, you can hold on to that.
Oh, gee, thanks very much.
Uh-oh. The kid's woken up. That's because the cab stopped, I guess.
Oh, so now what do you do?
I don't do nothing. The mother will be along here any minute.
Maybe he's hungry, huh?
Yeah, maybe I should go buy him a hamburger.
You does not buy hamburgers for babies.
Oh, I don't expect him to eat it all. I'll finish what's left.
Babies drinks milk.
So I'll get him a glass of milk also. With a straw. Kids love straws. Hey, with 2 straws. One for me.
You know, Red, it is a constant source of surprise to me how you manages to survive each day. He sounds very unhappy.
Well, he's dying to see his mother, you see. It's understandable. She should be here.
I tell you what, you ride around the block, you keep the kid happy. I'll talk to Michael. She'll know what to do.
Okay, Chuck.
Hello, Michael.
Is that you, Chuck?
Yeah, listen, honey, this kid that Red's got in the cab, it's crying.
Oh, usually means one of 2 things. It's either hungry or he needs a clean diding.
Oh, great. Can you imagine Red and me trying to fix it up either way?
I can imagine it, poor little thing. How much longer do you have to keep it?
The mother should be here now. Red's riding it round the block to keep it quiet.
There's something funny about it all. The mother's either loaded or a nut. $100 to mine a baby?
Yeah, you're right, honey. Don't seem kosher to me, neither.
Well, got Red out of a jam.
Yeah, just so long as he don't wind up in another one. Ah, here he comes now.
Okay, Red?
Yeah, he's sleeping like a baby. Uh-oh. There he goes again.
Okay, ride him round the block again. If the mother shows, I'll tell her where you're gone.
Okay. Come on, baby, you hush up now.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Red's gone round the block again.
It's to be hoped he doesn't have to keep it all night.
Well, believe you me, folks, Michael was prophetic, because that's exactly what happened. Every time Red stopped the cab, the kid started up crying again, and the mother didn't show. I was getting more anxious than somewhat, and Red, he was getting dizzy.
Hey, Chuck, hey, won't you give me a spell? I'd be round the block 27 times already. I guess you'd say I was getting the runaround.
Nah, something's wrong, Red. Unless you got the time fouled up. Are you sure she said 2 hours?
Sure, I'm sure. I think.
Hey, maybe we should go to the drugstore.
No, I told the mother I'd meet her here.
Not for the mother, you wax, but the baby.
But he's still in the back of the cab.
I know he is still in the back of the cab. We gotta get him some grub and things.
I only got $15.
Ah, that's plenty.
Okay, what should I ask for?
Oh, gee, now you got me.
Oh, maybe I better drive around the block again, huh?
Yeah, okay. I'll talk to Myrtle.
Now, come on, baby. Hush up that noise. Because Red's going to drive you around the block for the 28th time.
Hey, Myrtle.
That's me.
We need advice about the kid.
What do you think I'm running here, a baby bureau?
Okay, cut the comedy. Now, listen, the kid must be hungry. Not a crumb has passed his lips in 3 hours. So what should we pick up at the drugstore?
Go get some baby food. You'll need milk, too. Warm milk and a bottle.
Oh, here I am involved again. And with another baby yet. Something was telling me all along not to want in. And here I am in it up to my neck.
Take you to the drugstore. They'll know what to do.
Now, we can't both go. Somebody has to be here in case the mother shows up.
Well, you stay there and send Red.
Can you imagine Red in a drugstore with a baby?
Yeah, I see what you mean. He'd most likely buy a cigar.
Okay. I'll take the baby. I'll leave Red here.
Fine. Let me know how you make out.
Come on, Red. Out.
What's up?
Michael says it'll be best if we take the baby to a drugstore.
But he don't live there.
Well, of course you... For the food, you big lug.
Oh.
Now, look, I can handle this better than you, so you wait here in case the mother shows.
Okay. You better sing to him, Chuck. He likes being sung to. Listen. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the buffalo roam all the day. Where seldom is hide, a buffalo wade, and the buffalo graze all the day. See? He's musical. I must have perfect pitch or something.
Yeah, well, whatever it is you got, it shows. Come on, out the cab.
Okay.
I won't be long.
Just one more thing, Chuck.
Uh-huh.
Don't turn around and look at the baby.
Why not?
Well, I done. That makes him cry.
Yeah, that figures. Now, you just try and stay out of trouble for 5 minutes, huh?
Okay.
Well, off I goes with the kid. Just a matter of 2 blocks. I couldn't have been gone more than a couple of minutes when Red has a visitor.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
I don't see anybody else around. What's your name?
Kowalski. And you?
Lieutenant Brannigan, 16th Precinct.
Gee, you don't look like a cop. You look nice.
Uh-huh. Tell me something. You seen a kid around here? Baby?
Yeah.
Where is it?
My buddy just took it to the drugstore.
Uh-huh. Who's your buddy?
Chuck Edwards.
Why'd he take it to the drugstore?
Well, you know how it is with kids. You got kids?
Yeah, I got kids. Just a minute. Don't confuse me now. How come you got the baby, you and your buddy?
We're taking care of it.
Why?
It's part of the deal.
What deal?
The deal I made with the mother.
I think you better come to the station.
Well, that's very nice of you, Lieutenant, but some other time, huh? I gotta wait for Chuck, you see.
It's not an invitation. You're under arrest.
I plead the Fifth Amendment.
Huh? You what?
I know my rights.
Look, nobody asked you to plead anything.
Well, that's what I plead. On account of anything I might say, might tend to incriminate me.
What are you, some kind of nut or something?
I plead the Fifth Amendment.
Come on, wise guy.
I better tell Michael where I'm going.
Who's Michael?
She's the checker at the cab company.
Okay, but hurry it up.
Okay. Hello, Michael.
Yeah?
I'm under arrest.
What for?
I don't know.
Well, didn't you ask?
No.
Well, ask.
Okay. Lieutenant?
Yeah?
What's the charge?
You've been held as an accomplice on a kidnapping rap.
Oh. Michael, I am an accomplice.
In what?
Kidnapping charge.
What?
Thank goodness it's nothing serious.
In the state of New York, buddy, kidnapping's a capital crime. You go to the electric chair.
Even if you're allergic to dying?
Come on, Buster.
But I'm too young to die. I got a lot of living to
do. On your feet.
Goodbye, Michael. Tell Chuck my last thoughts were of him.
Hey, wait a
Come
minute.
On, Bright Eyes.
Well, there I am in the drugstore, getting acquainted with formulas and divers. It's only when I gets back into the cabin reports into Michael that she tells me what's happened to Red. So I waste no time. I mosey along to the 16th precinct, and I'm dreading to think what I'll find. I can't leave the kid in the cab all by itself, so I take it in with me. I talks to the bull behind the desk, and he shows me to Lieutenant Brannigan's office. I knocks and I walks in. And, oh boy, there's Red getting the third degree.
What have you done with the lady's baby?
Yeah, what you done with the baby?
I told you already. Chuck's got it. I demand to phone my attorney. I'll get him to issue a writ of corpus delicti.
Lieutenant.
Don't bother me. I'm busy.
But I got the baby.
Uh-huh. You're giving yourself up, huh?
What are you talking about?
You're in it, too.
Certainly I'm in on it. I've been feeding the baby everything.
See, Lieutenant, I told you.
What's going on here?
You mean you don't know?
I most certainly do not.
Gee, and you look so smart. Just goes to show you.
You taking the mickey out of me?
No. You take it easy, Lieutenant. Don't blow a gasket. Red don't mean no harm.
You better get the baby to me.
Are you the mother?
No, I'm the nurse.
I know I seen you someplace before. On television, maybe, huh?
No, I gave the baby to you earlier this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, along with the money.
That's right. You're fair, so you'd ride the baby round Central Park for a couple of hours.
You're still sticking to that story.
It happens to be the truth.
Yeah, that's right. And it don't come truer than that.
So how come we get a call from Mrs. Van Cleef to the effect that you've stolen her baby?
She saw me on Fifth Avenue without the baby. She wouldn't listen when I tried to explain what had happened. She went to a phone, and next thing I know, I'm hauled into a prowl car and dumped at the station here. It's a lot of fuss about nothing.
Hey, he's only small, but he ain't nothing.
Shut up, you.
Okay.
It's a clear case of wrongful arrest. What about my dignity?
It's beautiful. Did you buy it in Fifth Avenue?
I thought I told you to button your lip.
No, you told me to shut up.
Now, wait, that's enough. Lieutenant, can I take him home now?
I still maintain there's some funny business here somewhere.
No, what's the beef? It was all a mistake. The baby's okay. You can see.
Oh, give me your home where the buffalo roam. And the buffalo roam all the day.
Well, now what are you doing?
He likes to be sung to.
He's not a he. She's a she.
How about that? She never let on. My mother told me to be careful of girls like that.
Now, Red, please.
There's no case, Lieutenant.
Well, maybe not. But I don't think it was very smart to hand a baby that's been entrusted to your care to a palooka like this.
I take that as a compliment. Some of my best friends are palookas.
I reckon Mrs. Van Cleef will fire you.
She can't do that.
Why not?
Because I don't work for her.
Not you. Her.
I guess you're right.
Oh, can't you keep that baby quiet?
I know a way.
Okay, wise guy. What do you do?
I drive a cab. What do you do?
I spend my life dealing with idiots like you.
Chuck, we are not wanted here. Let us take the baby home.
The baby stays here.
She's under arrest? What's the charge?
Get him out of here. Just get him out of here.
Yeah, sure, Lieutenant. Come on, Red.
Not till I say goodbye to the kid. Goodbye, kid.
Red!
Get him out of my sight!
So there you are, guys and dolls. That's how Red's camp was saved from being repossessed. I know what you're thinking. How comes a girl who's employed as a nurse can afford $100 to have Red drive his camp around Central Park for 2 hours? Well, it all came out later. We saw it in the papers. That nurse was a smart cookie. You see, the $100 was an investment. She sued the police department for wrongful arrest. Ah, but the judge was also a smart cookie. He gave her 3 months without the option. But the way I figured she planned it, that was all very careful. She even made sure that Mrs. Van Cleef would see her uptown without the baby. And that's when the jam hit the fan. Mrs. Van Cleef goes all hysterical. She presumes her baby's been kidnapped. Meantime, it's as safe as a Havana with a non-smoker. Oh, yeah. That noise was some schemer. Okay, guys and dolls, that's it for this week. So long. Remember, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.